Celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
Now, I don't listen to a lot of country music. I don't know about you. Dr. Debbie, you seem like you'd be kind of a country gal. You'd listen to country music.
Not at all. No.
Not really. What is your choice of, like in the operating room? Because we know surgeons, they all have their music going when they're operating.
Well, there's different things. There's different musics for Dr. Debbie. There's the, you know, at work trying to calm down thing, or there's the driving in my car singing as loud as I can. So there's two different worlds I live in. Outside of work, I listen to Top 40. I just mostly like party music. I come from the era of, you know, dance music, hip hop. That's kind of what I grew up with.
Wow.
So that's what I know. So I'm definitely not a country gal. But at work or when I'm trying to chill out, I listen to classical. So I like to listen to classical or even nature sounds. Believe it or not, that's kind of like what I do to kind of chill out.
Just mellow out. I understand that completely. Yeah. What about you, Joey?
Well, as you guys know, I'm a, you know, I grew up in the 80s. I'm an 80s heavy metal guy.
Like metal.
Grew out of that. Yeah, so, you know, like I'm a Dio, Iron Maiden, you know, Sabbath, Led Zeppelin. But, you know, not in the grooming salon. In the grooming salon, you listen to calm, because you got to listen to calm things, because otherwise the pets will react to whatever you're listening to. They are going to react. So if I'm banging my head, and I could do it with Gurney. Gurney likes that. But in the grooming salon, no. You got it has to be mellow, soft rock, you know?
You know what? There's a brand new album out, and I just saw this. It's a classical album, and it was designed for cats.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to get David Tye?
I'm not sure how to pronounce his name.
Yes. You're trying to get him on the show, right?
I've already got him booked. He's coming up.
Oh, well, that's very exciting.
Next couple weeks.
Anyway, what happened is he wrote this music for cats. It has purring in it, and it has instruments that he's tested, and cats like it. It's such a hit that it's actually appealing to humans now and is on the top charts of iTunes. But
I'm sure I'll be listening to it and I'll be purring anytime soon.
You know what? I listened to it. It's very calming and very relaxing. So you're very excited to have him on. A couple weeks. Okay. Well, the reason I asked about your musical tastes is because Miranda Lambert, country star Miranda Lambert, will be on with us in just a couple of minutes right here on Animal Radio. And if you're a country listener, I'm sure you know who she is. But
I'm sure a lot of people know who she is, whether you don't or not.
The way I know her is she has a foundation for animals. Mm-hmm. And she's very involved with helping the pets and companion animals. So she'll be on. And I got to say, we think she'll be on because
we're hoping.
She did miss two prior engagements with us. Mm-hmm. So we'll find out in just a couple of minutes if she'll show up today. Let's see, Laura, what are you working on?
Well, what would you celebrate at a catnip festival? I'll give you a clue. I'll tell you, it is not catnip. But it's something to do with cats and that most every single cat lover in the world loves. And we'll tell you what it is coming up.
Let's go to the phones for your calls. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi, hello.
Where are you calling from?
Harrisville, Michigan.
Harrisville, Michigan.
Harrisville. I have some relatives out in that part. You wouldn't happen to know them, would you?
Well, I happen to know Terry Boucher, who is your uncle, my understanding is. He's a neighbor of mine.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how fabulous. Yes. Small world. Well, what can I do for you today?
Well, I have a sweet dog. His name is Elvis. He's about a 9-year-old dog. He's a miniature poodle. He happens to have one eye. He came to us that way when he was 9 months old. He is real high energy, and he's a really good dog. Let me just say that out there. He has separation anxiety. That's our biggest problem.
Okay.
When we leave for anything, if I go out to the garage for a few minutes, anything that we separate, it can be for a few minutes. Sometimes it can be for a few hours. He will lift his leg in the house, and that's obviously a really big problem. We have had him on... mainly clonazepam.
Clomipramine?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
We had him on that off and on, and at times it's worked, and then other times it seems like it makes him worse. So we generally don't have him on anything. We've tried him on composure, and it doesn't seem to really touch too much of his energy level. So I'm kind of wondering if you have any ideas of behavior modification, if there's such a thing, or any medications that you might suggest that I might want to try?
Well, I guess the first thing is when we identify inappropriate urination in the home, the important thing is to look if there are triggers. And also in an older pet, I always like to put it out there that, you know, even if we've gone down that path in treating behavioral problems, I do want to do a thorough health exam and making sure we're screening for things involving the urinary tract, stones, infections, all of that kind of stuff. Because that is an important thing. It can exacerbate a pet's behavioral component and it can make us get incomplete treatment successes. So that is very important to make sure you are working with your veterinarian to get him screened effectively. Make sure he gets a clean bill of health, gets a urine sample, maybe even an x-ray of that bladder to make sure that's all good.
Right.
So and if this urination only happens when his people are away, you know, that may help us make a link towards anxiety-driven behavior or separation anxiety. And separation anxiety is kind of a whole gamut of different behaviors. It's not just elimination problems, but it tends to be, a lot of excitement, anxiety, panting, digging, destructive behaviors, eliminating, urinating, defecating. And it usually occurs within a short period of time after a person leaves, meaning that if it happens like an hour or two down the road, it's really not separation anxiety. It's probably being more bored than anything else. But if it happens right at the time of departure, that kind of gives us that cue. So a lot of folks, I'll, you know, have them videotape if they're not certain the timing of when that happens.
Right.
So the tough thing is that that I always like to say, with this type of problem, medication only gets you so far. And it can be a great way to help a pet that is dealing with it, especially with a high anxiety component. But it is not going to do the trick. And that is where, as you mentioned, behavior modification is really, really important. And that is a very, I don't want to say involved process, but it's not a simple thing. It does take a lot of work and really dedication on everyone in the household to change their patterns of behavior to help the dog. But some general strategies that I do, I like to set up a real structured environment. So we have set times when we know we're going to do things. We're going to feed, we're going to walk, we're going to exercise, we're going to schedule playtime, and kind of try to keep things consistent so he kind of knows what's coming and going. Exercise is really the number one thing that we can do to help facilitate training of a dog with high energy or high stress. It's like I have a client who has a Weimaraner, and they're confused on why the dog is so destructive in the home. And these are dogs that have high energy. And it can really depend on the individual, on the breed, and on the individual dog. But if we have a high energy dog, we've got to burn their energy down. So that may mean, you know, going for runs, playing a ball, retrieving, really doing some kind of structured play time. And that should be a concerted effort every single day, if not several times a day. But then the next thing is really kind of going back to retraining with house training. And we don't want to just try to correct the times when he's doing things wrong. We need to go back to reinforcing the times that he does things the right way. So that means accompanying him outdoors, giving him positive reinforcement with food or even just verbal praise when he does the business outside, and focus on the positive associated with that and try to not give him the opportunity. So that means, you know, not setting him up to fail. So if he has, you know, free access and you're gonna go out, go shopping, and he's just running around the house and you knew his pattern of behavior, why do we expect he's gonna change on his own this time? So we have to do something. Some dogs can be confined in a kennel, and that is fabulous if he tolerates that. Not every dog with separation anxiety will tolerate that though. but we really wanna confine his area so that he's not going to too many areas in marking, because we wanna do a thorough scent cleanup with an enzyme-based cleaner to disinfect the odor, structure it so everything's kind of confined so he doesn't have too much area to go, use that positive reinforcement, and then I will look at different medications. You've already mentioned clomipramine, which is certainly one of them. As far as Prozac, or what's also known as fluoxetine, is another one that I'll sometimes use. It really just depends on the dog. And if I feel we get some benefit, it's something we try for maybe a month to 6 or 8 weeks. So it's not something we expect big help with right away.
And I know that's been some of the problems, that we don't give it quite as long as we should.
Yeah, and one other simple thing that, you know, a dog with separation anxiety, if we look at what are they upset about, what is really freaking them out, and it's the separation, visual and distance away from their owner. So you can work on practicing small degrees of personal separation from your dog. And that's something you can exercise in the home. You don't have to go outside. And it's actually, we want him to be calm and relaxed during this. So we want to keep that distance pretty close at first. That may mean you put him in a sit, a down stay in a particular area, and you reward him for sitting there quietly. And then you may take a step back, 10, 15, 20 steps. Know the zone when he starts to show anxiety, and we don't want to go past that. And practice the reward. And then you can give him a release command, say, okay, come. And work on that so you can go around a corner of your home and go into another part of the house with him still maintaining that quiet, calm composure. And then reward him for those little successes so that you can work up to going outside with an open door where he can see you and feel comfortable that you're there. So that's what I mean. This kind of stuff, it works, but it takes a lot of training. And so if I don't know how available your dog trainers are in your area. I know you guys are kind of out there, but that would be something that, you know, a home visit can really help a lot in helping teach you those steps in your physical environment where you can use that to your advantage. One last point I was going to make is when you're practicing these quiet down behaviors, one tool that I found helps a lot of people is called a Manners Minder, and it's a remote system that dispenses treats. So what you can do is practice that distance, gradually increasing distance, and you won't have to necessarily go back there and reward. It has a little remote thing, and then it dispenses almost like a gumball machine. It dispenses a treat for your pet. So that way he can stay in that quiet, down, calm position, and you can reward him right then and there.
I ask about a clicker? Is that something that would work after doing the remote treat, doing a clicker as opposed to the treat and just kind of taking that one more step? Or is that too exciting just in itself?
Well, it's a lot of things going on. But, yeah, you can do that. Clickers are faster. That's why it's preferred by a lot of dog trainers, because the time it takes us to spit out the word good, you can click so much faster. Well, good luck, Stephanie, and give my best to the family. And I wish you a lot of luck with Elvis there.
Well, thank you for your advice. I really appreciate it.
This is Animal Radio, baby.
We can't tell you why canine caviar is the only alkaline-based dog food, but we can tell you alkaline is proven to minimize the risk of renal failure and pancreatitis, reduce scratching, cellular degeneration, and disease, keeping your furry friend youthful and healthy longer. And those are the reasons we can fit into this short commercial. But by visiting caninecaviar.com, you'll see exactly what we do to make a better food for your dog. Try the one and only alkaline dog food risk-free, canine caviar.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3939. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3939.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
This holiday season, Guitar Center is your best gift ever center. With deals like a Schecter Demon 6 guitar for just $349, a pair of AKG K52 headphones for $29, or Ernie Ball strings, your choice, 3 packs for $10. Save up to 25% on gear in every department and make spirits bright for every musician on your list.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year!
Guitar Center's holiday kickoff, going on now, in-store and online.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Let's talk about power. To illustrate this, allow me to tell you a story about how I moved a tow truck 25 miles using only my index finger. I was stranded with a flat tire. I opened the GEICO app. Then, with a few taps of my finger, I beckoned emergency roadside assistance and a tow truck to my car. I invite you all to unleash the full potential of your fingertips with the GEICO app. Thank you.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm gonna kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're back fast.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.